Hallelujah, Lord. Before we start, Lord, I want to lift up Debbie O'Rourke to you, Lord God. She is recovering, and we just thank you that she is doing well, Lord God, but she's still not up to par yet, Lord God. So just put your healing hand, your healing power upon her, and we just bind up any infection in the name of Jesus. We pray for Shirley, Sharon, and Donna's mother, who is having a really rough time, and they're trying to figure out what's going on with her, Lord God. We pray for your healing upon her, your wisdom with the doctors and nurses there, Lord God, and strength and stamina for Donna and Shirley and for Donna and Sharon and for dealing with all this, Lord. And just minister to Shirley while she's there, Lord God. Your love and your compassion, your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah, Lord. And we continue to pray for all those who are sick and not feeling well, Lord God. And right now we lift up Rachel, and we thank you for her, Lord God. We thank you for the trip that she took, Lord, and we thank you that you used her. And she probably doesn't even know how much that you used her, Lord God, because a lot of times the effects of the people and the effects of your hand and what you have done, you don't know till later on, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for her obedience in giving this word, Lord God. And I pray our hearts would be open to receive what she has. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And just pour your presence down upon her. Fill her with your spirit and fill this room with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
When Carol asked me to share, I think it was a couple weeks before I left for my trip, and automatically the Lord kind of put in a subject in my mind even before I left of talking about comfort zones, which is always a fun subject to talk about. But basically overcoming comfort zones and what the fruit is from doing that. So that's kind of the theme that I'm going for. It might trickle off. One of the comfort zones that I overcame was writing this teaching, because if you look at this, this is all the notes that I have. A little paragraph. So the Holy Spirit's going to move. I'm just trusting that, because every time I would go to write something down, it would just be like, nope, you're just going to have to go up there and talk, and it's just going to come. So that's comfort zone number one. But I looked up comfort zones, the definition, and both definitions that were in Webster online reminded me of scripture verses. So the first one is the temperature range within which one is comfortable. And so basically, I kind of asked the question on here, is comfort zones, are they good or are they bad? I'm not talking about being in the comfort of God, because I believe the Lord is our comforter. That's a good thing. That's a good comfort zone to be in, resting in Him and in His comfort. But I'm going to talk about bad comfort zones and why we have to step out of them. And that definition brought up in my mind Revelation 3, 15 through 16. And it's when they're talking to the church in Laodicea, I think that's how you say it. It says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. So obviously that's not a great comfort zone to be in. The second comfort zone definition is the level at which one functions with ease and familiarity. And that kind of made me think of relying on our own strength. When we're walking in our own comfort, like, I can do this, this is good, we forget that we have to rely on the Lord. When we're walking in just what we're good at, Kim, your husband just Snapchatted me. Anyway, so that those two, and that one brought up 1 Corinthians 9, 25 through 27. I'm going to go to it. I thought it would be quicker to not bring my Bible and flip through it, but it might be have been quicker, but just bear with me here. Okay. Okay. This is Paul talking. It says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it a slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty uncomfortable to beat your body into submission to what the Lord is calling you to do. So obviously the Lord is not calling us to walk in these comfort zones, the man-made comfort zones that we've created for ourselves so we live in our little perfect world. So I thought I would share a few comfort zones that I was either willingly stepped out of or was pushed out of on this trip, and just hope that it speaks something to you, because it's just a sharing of my heart. That's really what I felt the Lord was telling me to do today, was just to kind of share my heart with you and be really casual. So the first one was preparing for this trip. First thing that I had to do to step out of my comfort zone, agreeing to go on this trip was not hard. I've always felt a strong pull towards missions and ministry. So I actually sought it out. It wasn't something that was like, hey, would you want to go on here? I was like, can I go? So that wasn't really a comfort zone that I had to overcome. But the first comfort zone I had to overcome was asking for financial help. Because I've learned in the last few years, I really don't like asking for help. I never really noticed that about myself before, but it's become more prevalent. So when the time was getting closer when I had to pay for this, I agreed to go in February. The trip was in October, but I had to pay for it by August. And so as I'm preparing, I was just like, I'll just save money. I'll just keep putting money away through every paycheck. Well, my car broke down, and I had to try to fix it, poured money into it, and it broke down again, and I had to buy a new car, new old car. And then the new old car fell apart too, so I had to pour a bunch of money into that. So it was like, God, why did I agree to go on this trip and now I have to pay for this car? I was in two weddings after I agreed to go on this trip. So money happens for weddings, it just happens. I love being in weddings, but it does take money. So I'm just like, Lord, why did you call me to do this? And now I have to put money here, I have to put money here. And just things kept coming up. And I started to get anxious. And I started to feel uncomfortable. And Pastor Don was like, well, just go up in front of the church and ask for money. I'm like, but I don't want to ask for money because I want to do it myself. These people shouldn't have to pay for my trip that I decided to go on. But I did. And then they surprised me with another offering that I did not know was happening. And it was funny because my mom picked up the check from the second offering for me, because she was at the church, and it was the day after I had gotten my vaccines that I needed, and the check pretty much covered the vaccines. Like, it was almost exactly what I needed, so God is good. And what he spoke to me through that was not only to rely on him and not walk in my own comfort of raising the money myself, but, that because I did that, you all got to be a part of it. And who am I to rob my church family from helping me with that? Right. I'm not working at the salon. We take these classes on selling and all this kind of stuff. And every person says, don't ever not offer product to somebody thinking they can't afford it. So who am I to say that you wouldn't want to help me and be a part of it? I know when I'm in the reverse position, when somebody's talking about something they're passionate about, I want to help them. So because of that comfort zone, I was able to step out of that. God pushed me out of that one. And you were all able to be a part of it. So that was kind of the fruit that came from that one. A lot of events happened between agreeing to go on this trip and actually going on this trip. I was in two weddings, like I said. My grandpa passed away, I bought a new car, like all these things happened, and still I had like this trip in my mind. So that was the first one. The second comfort zone was, what would I have to offer? This is something that the enemy likes to say to me a lot. I was on the plane actually when I got this scripture, and it is Acts 4:13 through 14. And I was on the plane, and we were going for a medical trip. That's all I really knew. about the trip. I didn't really know exactly what we were be doing other than we were going to do a medical clinic. I have no medical training whatsoever. So I was kind of like, well, how am I going to help? Like, the enemy was like, oh, are you going to sing them a nice little song? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to write them a little poem? Like, how is that going to help the little girl who was just sold? Like, how is that going to help? What are you going to do? So that's what the enemy was ministering to me on this trip. And this is a comfort zone of what I know that I'm good at. And I kind of walk in that and don't step out of that as much as I should. I don't know why I'm crying right now. So the scripture is that he gave me is, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note of these men, that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. That was after a man had been healed by the disciples, by the Lord. And the Lord really just spoke to me through that, that I had all I needed to give them. I had him. And it really shut the enemy up. There was nothing he could say because God was speaking to me to step out of that comfort zone of what I know and just to be willing to be used for what he wanted to use me for. This was not emotional when I was writing this. So anyway, that was one comfort zone that was on the way there. The next comfort zone that I was pushed out of, which was a really hard one, was the Justice Tour. And I talked about it a little bit on the Sunday when I shared about my trip. We went on this tour around the whole city of Kathmandu, and we learned about the sex trafficking and the Hinduism and all that that was going on in Nepal. And definitely was uncomfortable. My heart was completely broken that day. I just felt like sitting and crying for hours after that. I think that in America especially, we can get in a comfort zone of everything's okay, like we live in our little box. And when you're pushed out of that and you see what is actually happening in the world and the compassion of Jesus that needs to be spoken to people around the world, it really breaks your heart. And the fruit that has come out of that comfort zone is my eyes have been opened on Facebook, on anything that I go on now, and I see something about sex trafficking or an orphan or anything like that. It just breaks my heart. Didn't put waterproof mascara on today. And so sometimes God needs to push us out of those comfort zones. Everything is not okay in the world. Yes, he is in control, and he is the Lord of our lives, and he is our comfort. But when we're walking with blinders on, not seeing what's going on around us, that's a bad comfort zone. That was what I was pushed out of. The next comfort zone that I had to step out of was the hike. This was a physical one. I started working out about 5 years ago, and it's not my favorite thing to do. I do it out of necessity because if I didn't, then I'd just gain weight continually. But I've been working out for 5 years, so I was like, this shouldn't be too bad. Like, I mean, it's going to be hard, but it shouldn't be too bad. I also have heart arrhythmia sometimes, so that was kind of scaring me. I didn't know if that was going to be a problem when I was hiking, so that was a little bit scary. But the hike was definitely probably the hardest thing I've ever done physically. We hiked for about 3.5 hours. And for the last hour, they said, we're getting close, and we want you to pray. We want you to pray the entire time you're walking for the girls, because I don't know whoever was here when I shared on Sunday, this village was where most of the girls were trafficked from in the whole huge area in Nepal. There were no girls there. There were just like some baby girls and then married women. And then through the company that we were working with, girls started to grow up. So they said, start praying right now and pray the entire time you're walking. And I had already been praying because I was like, Lord, I can't stop right now because I'm 22 years old and there's a 60-some man over there hiking up and they're fine, so I cannot stop. But every time, it was like we would walk a little bit and then there would be a hill. And then we'd walk a little bit and then there would be a hill. And every time I saw a hill, I'm like, are you serious? I can't do this anymore. And every time I would get to the top of the hill, I would be out of breath. Like, I don't know if I was suffering a little bit from, like, altitude sickness or something, but I was running out of oxygen. But every single hill, I think, for the last, like, 2 hours of the hike, I had to pray. And I had to say, you are my strength. You are my stronghold. And I can't do this by myself, obviously, because I'm about to fall over, and I'm going to fall over the side of the cliff. But he definitely got me through that, and he actually put the song, when we started to get closer, he started to put the song Come Jesus Come, which was kind of random in my head, but as I started to sing it, it kind of made sense. We need your mighty presence in our lives, so we call on your name. Hear us, Lord, as we pray, Come Jesus Come. And he also was speaking to me that the girls that we were going to see, that those families were worth it. So that is definitely the fruit that came out of that comfort zone. Pushing myself out of that physical comfort zone of being able to hike for 3.5 hours. I did not know if I was going to make it, but it was completely worth it. Seeing the girls that have grown up since 514 has been helping them was really amazing. It's something I'll never forget. One of them is on my wallpaper on my phone because I never want to forget them. Being able to help with the medical clinic was really amazing. Like I said, I was a pharmacy assistant, basically, for the medical thing, and afterwards, everyone's like, you should go into pharmacy. You were really good. You were not under pressure at all or anything. And I was like, no, I don't know. But so God definitely used me, and he used me in the worship, and he used me in all of these things. And so that comfort zone that I had to be pushed out of just being willing to do whatever he called me to do, definitely paid off. Another comfort zone that I had to overcome was opening up to the team. I'm not a shy person, but I don't really open up that easily. Like, I'm not going to sit down and have coffee with you for the first time and open up and share with you my whole heart. After a couple times, I will. I'm not opposed to doing that. It just doesn't come out right away. I would much rather listen to people, which is why people tell me all these things. And they're like, why am I telling you this right now? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just sitting here listening. So that was something that I really had to step out in, because you're living with these 21 people that you've never met before in your entire life, from all different parts of the country, actually from two different countries. And so there was this one girl in particular, her name is Erin, and she was my roommate. And in my mind, I was just laughing because if this was like back home, I probably wouldn't talk to you. We just wouldn't get along. Our personalities were not like ones that would automatically mesh. But she became one of my best friends on the trip. And I just really thought that was cool, that the Lord can unite anyone with one purpose. Our one purpose was to minister to those people and to help them, and we were united. There was not one, I don't remember one moment of our team, like, being nasty to each other. I don't remember us even getting in, like, disagreements because we were all working towards this one thing. And it didn't matter if normally you're not that comfortable. I was sharing my heart. I was praying out loud in front of everyone. I actually had like words of prophecy. I was like, what is happening right now? But it's because the Lord pushed me out of that comfort zone and I stepped out in it. And that was the fruit from that. Just want to talk a little bit about what what the trip has done in my heart. And I'm still figuring a lot of it out. A couple days after I got back, I went to home meeting, and Bob was like, yeah, as soon as you walked in, I noticed a difference in your spirit. I'm like, I don't really feel any different. Like, I just feel like myself. But as the weeks have gone on, I have noticed differences in myself. I, like I said, I'm not comfortable anymore with seeing the injustices in the world. I am actively seeking, like, how I can be more involved in preventing that. I've always had a heart for orphans, but now I have a heart for traffic victims. And the Lord has really just stirred up compassion inside of me even more. I look at people differently now, I think, which is a good thing. I see people and I see what they're going through more than how they're irritating me at that moment. So if someone's like really being mean or irritating, I just have to look past that and see them. And this trip has definitely helped me do that. So all that to say, comfort zones are our own boxes that we set up. We all have them. Some I have a lot more than others. I didn't think I had that many, but apparently I did. that I was pushed out of, obviously. I just named a bunch of them, and there were a lot more, too, that I can't even think of right now. But the fruit that comes out of stepping out of a comfort zone is so worth stepping out. Once you're on the other side and you look back and you see, why did I stay there so long? Why did I sit there? Why did I sit in my own? Because I was scared? Well, look at what I have now. Look at what God has showed me now. That's kind of all that I have. I don't know how long I've been talking, but I just really wanted to share my heart with you guys. You guys are my sisters, and so I felt nervous, but I didn't feel too nervous just because I know that you guys love me, and I want to thank you all for your support for this trip, financially and prayerfully especially. I know that you were all praying for me, which I definitely felt and definitely was much appreciated. So I do have a song. This song has come up planning this trip, before this trip, and after this trip. And so you might have heard it before. It's called Called Me Higher. It's by All Sons and Daughters, and it's one of my favorite songs. And I just encourage you to really listen to the words and ask the Lord to genuinely show you what comfort zones you're sitting in right now. And ask him how to walk out of them. It's the top song right there.
Good job, Rachel.
I could just sit. I could just sit and wait for all your goodness. Hope to feel your presence. I could just stay, I could just stay right where I am and hope to feel you, hope to feel something again. Mm-hmm. I could hold on, I could hold on to who I am and never let me from the inside, and I could be safe, oh, I could be safe here in your arms and never leave home, never let these walls down. But you have called me higher, you have called me deeper, and I'll go where you will lead me, Lord. You have called me higher, you have called me deeper. You lead me, Lord. I will be yours for all my life. Mm-hmm. I will be yours, oh, I will be yours for all my life. So let your mercy.
Did you enjoy that? Right. You know, whether you're on your mission trip or you are here, God is always dealing with our comfort zones and what we think is where we should be and where God thinks we should be. And in the four walls of that comfortable area. And a lot of times God's trying to pull us out of that thing and to bring us into a deeper revelation of Him. And into a different and better place. And I hope you heard that. And really pray about what God is going to have you do in this next year or the year coming. You know, where He wants you. Maybe it is a mission trip. Maybe it's something within your community. Maybe it's just a concept or a precept that you have that God wants to change. Maybe you have a notion of who you are, and God sees a bigger picture of who you are, and He wants to develop that. Never just settle. Never just settle. Always go far and beyond that thing. So let's close in prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for Rachel and her team's safe return, Lord God. Because it was a dangerous trip, a dangerous area. But we know and we have faith and we have trust in You that You were going to protect her, and You did, Lord God. We believe that Your hand was upon her, and it was, Lord God. And we believe that You were going to show her things about herself and to be with her, and You were, Lord God. And You wrapped Your arms around her, and we thank You for that, Lord God. And we thank You that You have showed her these things and that she brought them back to us, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God. And Lord, we pray that we would, each and every one of us, would take this to heart and pray about and see, how are You going to use this in my life? What are my comfort zones? What are the things that I need to get rid of or go after, Lord? We just thank You, Lord God, because You are a big and You are a wonderful God, and there is nothing impossible with You. Nothing is impossible. And Lord, I pray that You would help us not to limit You, but to take those limits off, because You are unlimited. There is nothing that stops You, Lord God. And we pray that You would help us to take off those things that stop us. And we thank You, Lord, and we pray for Your protection over these women, and just bless their day. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.